As the House of Representatives meets this morning to begin work on a single article of impeachment to explain some of those procedures and formalities of what's to come, we've got KTAR political analyst Mike O'Neill. So, Mike, can you explain for those who aren't really following all that closely what exactly is going to happen today?
Sure. There will be a vote by the House to impeach the president. Impeachment is more like a charging, an indictment. It doesn't involve it's not different from a conviction, which is the purview of the Senate. Now, what this would do, let's say what it will not do.
Okay.
It will not remove the president from office before the end of his term, because it's clear that the clock will run out on that.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that Trump will be impeached for a second time today. But the Senate convicting them, that's a whole other story. However, it will be a different Senate that takes up that trial, right?
It will be a different Senate. And there also have been significant defections. And I'm not sure if we entirely know the extent of them. The Liz Cheney statement, Liz Cheney is about as impeccable conservative credentials as exist. Her statement was vehement. Widespread reports that Mitch McConnell will not oppose and may not and may support conviction. So I think, you know, this feels to me like I remember when the House Judiciary Committee voted for impeachment against Richard Nixon, and it was mostly partisan. And then the tapes came out. And a lot of the Republicans on the committee wanted to revote because they wanted to be on the record as voting against Richard Nixon at that point. And they were informed by Peter Rodino, the chairman of the committee, that that train has left the station. I think there's some Republicans who are looking at the way this thing is turning, and all of a sudden their calculus is different, that they, if they look at it from purely a self-preservation perspective, last time around, the thing to do seemed to be to support the president. This time, it's not clear that that will be the case.
We're talking to KTA, our political analyst, Mike O'Neill. So, Mike, who stands to benefit most from the impeachment? Like you were just saying, you know, Democrats seem the obvious choice, but this could be a chance for Republicans and true conservatives to distance themselves from the president.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I was alluding to. I think the partisan benefits, if any, are not at all clear. And that's what differed last time. Last time, the sort of the self-interest for Democrats was to vote for and for the Republicans to vote against this. I think we're going to see from the reports I've seen that some of the violence inside of the Capitol was way more horrific than anything we've seen. There's cameras, I got to believe, all over the Capitol, and law enforcement has those. And I think the more and more of those come out, it can only move, I think, public opinion in one direction, and that is to become increasingly horrified by what they see. And that is probably a process that's going to occur over a period of months. And I don't think that, so the political calculus that people have to make is not where things sit right now, but where they may be in a few months. And it's hard to see how that anything can move that in a direction of greater support for Donald Trump.